Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you very warmly to the seat of the presidency of our country, to Jubilee House, and to say that today is yet another important milestone in the fight that we're all committed to against corruption in our country. The historic processes for the establishment of the office are now nearing completion. The special prosecutor has already been sworn into office. Now, with the swearing into office of his deputy, the office of special prosecutor is now complete. But there are the entire structure of the office is still not totally complete. With the swearing in today, we can now conclude the constitution of the board, the governing board of the office. I am required to send the names of the members of the governing board to the Council of State for consultation. And once that process is over, and I'm expecting that it will be expeditious, then we can say that the office is now in full place, so that we can begin its fight. So, welcome, congratulations. I think it's a very well-deserved appointment. We already know of your abilities. You've risen already to the rank of Director of Public Prosecutions, and we've all followed your career. I think many of us were enlightened by your performance and your vetting, because it did two things for me, vetting, which I think are important. First of all, you demonstrated a very clear understanding of the requirements of your office, that you are required, above all, to give maximum support to the special prosecutor and give him all the cooperation that he needs for him to be able to lead that office and do a good job in the interest of our country. That came through very clearly at your vetting. And that has to be the very first point of call for you. You're there to assist him. You're his deputy, and you are there to assist him to discharge the functions of this office. It shouldn't be too difficult. You know each other very well. You even said so at the you said so at the vetting. And that therefore cooperating with them and working with them shouldn't be a great difficulty. Also showed a clear understanding of the an awareness of the task that this appointment has called you to perform. It's a very difficult task. It's unprecedented in our history. Both of you are the pioneers in this work. But your vetting showed clearly that you have a very good understanding of what you're being called upon to do. The issues are known to our country, to the entire Ghanaian polity, the damage that corruption has done to our nation, and that therefore there is the need for us, within the parameters of the rule of law, to find effective instruments for dealing with it. And this is the solution that this government and the people of Ghana have devised, to create this independent, non-partisan office that without ill will or favor, fear or fear, will go ahead and examine, investigate, and if necessary, prosecute public office holders, politically exposed persons, for acts of corruption in our country. It's an onerous task, but your history, your background, your own personality, tells all of us who have brought you to this point that you should be more than capable of fulfilling the requirements of this office. So I have to wish you Godspeed, the best of luck, and we want to hear only good things about your working relationship with the special prosecutor and about the work of that office. When this prosecutor was being sworn in, I gave a solemn undertaking on the part of the executive that we would do our part, not only to respect the independence of the office, which is required by its charter, its statute, but also the assistance that would be required for us to provide the office so that it runs well, will be the matters that can count on us, especially the Attorney General, who will be the interface of the government, as far as you're concerned, is ever ready. She's responsible for nominating both of you to me for your appointment. So I understand by that she herself has a clear idea of why she acted and of the personalities involved. So I'm expecting that within the remit of your offices, you'll also find it easy to cooperate and work with her. All of that we are doing is all for one good. It is for the good of the Ghanaian people. That is why we're here, and that is what we've been charged with.